Zacchaeus. Apologize if I say that 10 different times during this short talk. What a famous character from the Bible. Today I want to talk about this man and what his story shows us about approaching Jesus without fear of what others think, without focus on the wrong things we've done, and in a way that means we see him above all the stuff going on in our lives that would get in the way. There'll be an opportunity to respond at the end where we're invited to act on what we hear today. And I just want to let you know that I'm going to try something different today. I'm not going to end the service with an invite to get a drink or pastry. You will be able to do that, but just feel free to move from the time of reflection to going to get a drink so that we have a gradual move between those two parts of the service. And feel free to do that. So I'm just going to pray. Lord, help us open our hearts to your word together. Holy Spirit, quicken our hearts to hear from you and respond. Amen. So first, let's hear the story.
I was on my way to Jericho, intending to pass through. A main man named Zacchaeus lived there. He was the chief tax collector, very wealthy. He heard that I was coming his way and wanted to see who I was. There were crowds waiting to see me as I went by. But Zacchaeus was very short and unable to see over their heads. He saw which way I was going and ran ahead towards a sycamore fig tree, which was growing by the roadside. He climbed up as high as he could until he could get a good view of me. When I got to the tree, I stopped and looked up and said, "Hi there, Zach. Come down as quick as you can. I want to come visit with you today." He looked shocked and amazed, then climbed down as quickly as he could and gladly showed me to his home. And he began to give things away. And he continued, "If I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount I took." I watched him as he convinced those around him that he meant that he meant what he said. I said to him, "Zacchaeus,
bless you."
And to the crowd I said, "Today salvation has come to this house. This man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
So let's take a look at Luke 19. Thank you. In verses 1 to 3, Zacchaeus has a problem. He can't see Jesus. I want to pose that 3 facts about him can help us understand what his problem was and apply what we learned to ourselves. First, a bit of context. Jesus has been drawing crowds of people as he's approached Jerusalem. And at this point, he has entered Jericho in order to pass on through. Well, that was the plan. He's recently told his disciples 3 times of his coming death and how he'll rise from the dead. Although the disciples don't understand, Jesus is aware his time on earth is coming to an end. Large crowds are traveling with him. He's been healing people, such as the blind beggar in the verses just before these. And I imagine everyone's talking about him. Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector and wealthy, so to the locals he would not have been very popular. He's a Jewish man working for the Roman Empire. Despite the collection of taxes being unnecessary, the Jewish community would have thought him a traitor, corrupt, perhaps helping himself to some of the money by charging more than he should. Picture the scene, the crowds gathered following along as Jesus moves on his journey. The problem that causes Zacchaeus to act comes from 3 facts, and I want to look at these from our point of view now as we compare the Zacchaeus problem with ourselves and think about whether we, like Zacchaeus, need to act. First, we know from verse 3 that Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was. He was curious. His curiosity contributes to that problem. If he wasn't bothered, he could have stayed content. at home, at work. Just left things how they were. No problem. He could have remained as he was and done nothing. We don't know what caused his interest, his desire to see Jesus, his need of him. But we do know from Scripture that we all have a need for Jesus in our lives. And yet, some are not interested, unaware of their need. The second thing I want us to think about is that Zacchaeus is short in stature, we read, not a tall man. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in this story, his height is significant. Just like being tall might be a challenge going through doorways, so being short for Zacchaeus meant in this scenario, in that situation on that day, he couldn't see Jesus. What are our shortcomings? That word, shortcomings, I'm using to mean wrongdoing and sin. And if you look at the definition, although this word is falling out of use, it does talk about our failure to meet a standard. So this realization of our faults, our failure to meet God's standard, is essential to our coming to know Jesus as our Savior. Otherwise, what are we saved from? The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," in Romans 3:23. Not one person can reach God without Jesus. We are all short. To reach God, to get close, we must be free of wrongdoing. To be saved, we must be rid of our shortcomings. We cannot save ourselves. Without Jesus, we're all lost. If we look at verse 10 in the passage, "For the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "came to seek and save the lost." And that's us without him. Lost. Perhaps Zacchaeus' need to see who Jesus was came from his awareness of his shortcomings, his wrongdoing. If we think we have no need of Jesus, no desire to meet him in our daily life, perhaps we've lost sight of the wrongs we do. In this case, we can ask for help from the Holy Spirit, who acts to convict us. He shows us our wrongs for the purpose of drawing us closer, so that we know our need of Jesus. However, there might be shortcomings, sins, wrongdoing, that feel like just yours alone, preventing you from being saved. Maybe you believe that you cannot be saved by Jesus, that your shortcomings are too much. Yet the verse in Romans makes it clear, we are not alone in this. It's an everyone problem, not a you problem. Sin does stop us short of acceptance to God. It gets in the way. Yet there is a way. The way is Jesus, and his forgiveness is for all. For all have fallen short. And anyone, as it says in Romans 10:13, who calls on him will be saved. Third, so wanting to see and being short of facts about Zacchaeus. But number three is the crowd. The crowd are in his way. The view is blocked. What's in the way for you? Perhaps there are things in life that are in the way of you really connecting with Jesus today. Circumstances, the environment you're in, others, what they think or say, distractions, hurts, stress, sickness, and other factors in life get in the way sometimes of being close to God. For some, the problems of life may take over and crowd in. Luke 18:27 says, "What is possible with man, impossible with man, is possible with God." So let's believe that there will be a way to focus again on Jesus and to see over the crowd. Today, I'm not going to describe all the ways that we could get closer. Things are different for us than for Zacchaeus' pursuit of Jesus. He was a man, God, but man, living on earth, breathing and walking at that time. Now, since Jesus has died and risen again and lives forever with those who are saved, we have access to him everywhere. Wherever we are, he is. In prayer, through reading the Bible, through connection in fellowship with others, as well as all the ways the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit connects us with him and the Father. So let's get back to the story and see what Zacchaeus does. So this is a sycamore fig tree in Jericho, thought to be the one he climbed. He thinks creatively about what he wants and then takes action. In verse 4, it says, "So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way." He ran. I love how he ran ahead. He saw where Jesus was heading and wanted to go where Jesus was going. I imagine him factoring in the time it would take to climb the tree with his knowledge of the speed Jesus was walking. I mean, he's a tax collector, so he's going to be good at maths, and I think he probably worked out what he needed to do. Think about it. He could have climbed a nearby tree instead of going on ahead. If he'd done so, by the time he'd climbed it, he would be behind where Jesus was, yet he'd still have been able to see him. His curiosity to see Jesus would have been satisfied, if that is what he was interested in, seeing Jesus. But the text says that he wanted to see who Jesus was. It wasn't enough for him to see him. I love that detail that it gives us this description of how he went on ahead to make sure that he was able to see Jesus and that Jesus could see him. He was looking for that two-way connection with Jesus, to have time to see Jesus approach and really see who he was. Do we really see who Jesus is? Do we take time to be sure to have him see us? Yes, we know he can see us always, but do we take that time to dwell with him and think about him and allow him in and allow him to work in our lives? I wonder what we could do differently. Being with Jesus doesn't always change our circumstances. What it can do is change our perception of them, transforming what those circumstances mean to us. He becomes our focus for life. As we know in this story, not everything changes. Zacchaeus remains short, the crowd doesn't disappear, but the difference comes with what happens next. This shows he cares more about seeing Jesus than he does about attention being drawn. Some historians suggest that climbing the tree would have really made a fool of him. It was certainly not an action that would earn respect. It would have humbled him in people's eyes even further than he was already. So people might have been laughing at what he was doing. Maybe he knew he would have no hope pushing through the crowd, as he knows how the crowd see him as a sinner. And perhaps what he's heard of Jesus means he's begun to wonder if in Jesus he might find someone who sees him differently. We don't know exactly what Zacchaeus was thinking. What we do know is he takes action to get closer, to see who Jesus is. And what happened next was incredible, and a story which just points to everything about Jesus' mission to humans. Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was, up in the tree. And the passage says, he looked up and called him by name. "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." What joy we find when Jesus stops where we are, when we hear him call us by name and invite himself in to our heart and our home to stay. From that moment, everything changes. and this invite is for us all. Zacchaeus might have stayed frozen at the back of the crowds. He may have thought, I'm too short, and walked away. He could have heard negative comments about himself and hung his head, too ashamed to look up. Had he been focused on the crowd or himself, things would have been different. His focus was on Jesus, and therefore everything changed that day. Zacchaeus had sinned, he knew his shortcomings, he'd been greedy with money, but he found when he sought Jesus, he was able to give away much of what he had. His wealth was now his relationship with Jesus, and he'd lost that need for money. Jesus became the guest of this sinner, criticized by the crowd. He came to stay with Zacchaeus, who was now a follower of Jesus. How will you respond to this story of hope? I believe God has so much to teach us from these verses, and I've only begun to open up our thoughts about some of what I believe he wants to show us in this passage. But I'd like to invite you to two main ways you may want to act on this scripture today. First, and really important than anything else we can decide on in life, is a decision to find out who Jesus is for the first time. If you don't yet know him personally and want to accept his invitation into your heart and home, today you, like Zacchaeus, can become a follower of Jesus. And in a moment, I'll pray a first prayer. Prayer number one will be for you, if that's you. And I encourage you to pray it in your heart and mind. And second, for those who already know Jesus, there's an invite today to seek him again, to get closer. Maybe you've forgotten your need of him, or things are in the way, perhaps wrongdoing or circumstances that have just stopped that connection that you long for. So we're going to have a time of quiet. If I could invite Ali to play some music, and the prayer ministry team, if anyone's here, if one or two could stand this side and one or two that side of the stage now, that would be really helpful, just to have opportunity afterwards for prayer. So we're going to have the music to just think about what our response is. Where are you at? Let's have a think about whether you want to get closer to Jesus or approach him for the first time. We'll just take some quiet now to think about our response and any other response from what you've heard from God. And then I'll pray those two prayers. Prayer is for you. Jesus, today I realize my need of you. I've done wrong and fall short of your glory. I want to be saved. I want to see who you are and to know you more. Thank you for inviting yourself into my heart and home. I welcome you gladly. Help me to keep looking to you. Amen. And second, for anyone wanting to get closer to Jesus today, thank you for inviting yourself into my life. Help me to get closer to you, Jesus, to see which way you're going. I want to welcome you into my heart and home again, Lord. I want to get closer to you. Amen. Zacchaeus' act of faith in climbing that tree has planted seeds of faith in so many who have read his story as we have today. If you've responded today in either of those two ways or to something else that God's been speaking to you about today, please come now and take a seed. There's some sycamore seeds in baskets here and over here. And I would encourage you to come, take a seed, and place it at the cross as an act, like Zacchaeus, of saying yes today. I'd also encourage you to come and tell someone afterwards, either go straight to the prayer ministry team who are stood to the left and right, any of the church leaders, house group leaders, or myself, and have some prayer today. We would love to do that with you.